Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast.
Gobble, gobble.
With your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 64.
That's right.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Welcome back.
Yep, welcome back. How was
Thanksgiving?
How was your Thanksgiving, Chris?
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
Not really. It's Tuesday. It's not Friday.
Yeah, we had to record this in advance because, you know, the holidays get in the way, and, you know, we wanted to make sure we put out a good show for you guys.
That's right.
Holiday edition.
That's right. I'm actually not here right now. I'm probably sitting outside of Best Buy.
Lovely.
Well,
one of those freaks.
On Friday, anyway. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, because I want to save $100 off a television set that I don't even need.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'll be an adventure. I'll take some pictures or something like that. It'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely do
that. And you've got some holiday stuff that we're going to talk about towards the end of this podcast.
Sure, why not?
Also, some coming up here. We're going to talk a little bit about the contest. If you haven't heard about it, you want to listen now because we're getting ready to announce a winner for this month. After that, we're going to talk a little bit about some seating issues for the 5th Gen Camaro. It's going to be neat. And rich guys and crap cars that they drive. It was something I saw in a recent...
magazine?
Men's magazine, but one that doesn't have quite as much skin as the one you're probably thinking of.
Oh, okay.
And some miscellaneous other things we're going to do to wrap it up. So let's start off with talking about that contest.
Okay. It's going on right now, and we only got one more week.
That's right. We're going to give away an iPod Shuffle.
That's right.
And it's pretty simple to get in on this. All you got to do is look at the sticky thread at the top of the podcast forum on our message board. And it's got some instructions on what to do. We're going to declare the winner for this contest next week. So definitely...
one more week to get it in your signature.
Yeah, follow the instructions.
Not only on our site, but other sites you visit. Sites.
And the more exposure you get with your signature, the better your chances of winning.
That's right.
And... helps out the podcast a little bit, and you could win a free iPod Shuffle. It's pretty simple.
Cool.
So, yeah, definitely next week we're going to announce the winner.
And then we'll announce how they can win one for December.
That's right, because we're going to give away 6 iPods for 6 months.
Bitchin'.
Sweet. So, let's get on with the goods.
The goods.
This struck me as pretty interesting in the 5th Gen Forum, of course. It's what we spend a lot of our time talking about.
You mean we got some Camaro news this week?
Well, this yes and no. It's like underground secret stuff.
Ooh, that's the good stuff.
First of all, one thing that I noticed is we got a lot of guys posting that haven't posted before that are definitely in the know, or if they are not in the know, they put on a good show.
Okay.
Because there's some guys that came out of the woodwork to post about what's going on at that plant in Oshawa. It's some really neat stuff. If you haven't checked out the 2009 Camaro Forum in the past little while,
do it.
Do it, because there's a lot of cool stuff that's going on. Of course, it's probably going to be the place where you hear everything first, so it's pretty neat. But what they've been talking about is the seating, the interior seating, and that's always a big concern, especially in this day and age when seating technology has gotten a lot better than just bench seats.
That's true.
The deal that's been said is that Lear lost the contract. Lear being the company that does a lot of work for General Motors, interiors, and seating.
Okay.
Lost the contract. And who got it? Recaro.
Recaro, huh?
Right. That, you'd think, oh, jump up and down. It's going to be great. It's Recaro kick ass. You know, it's good. Not necessarily.
Why is that?
Well, because that means that they bid lower than Lear.
So they give us some cheap ass seats or something?
Well, we don't know. That's the thing that raised my eyebrow is that, yeah, it's great that it's going to say Recaro, or it's going to, you can say, yes, I have Recaro seats in my car. I don't think that because they're the lowest bidder that it's going to be the same Recaros that you'd spend $800 for, $1,200 for each seat.
Hmm.
You know.
Interesting.
Yeah, so something to keep in mind, but also something to keep an eye on to see where that develops because, you know, there's a lot of suppliers that do lots of different parts, and it's been said that you can take it to the bank that Recaro got it, and that's going to be good. Hmm. It's going to be better than your average seat. I'm sure of that. I mean, they're putting it in one of the most high-profile performance vehicles in this, you know, in the past several years, several years, in the past years.
Do you know who did the seats in the concept?
It's probably done internally with GM.
Oh, okay. Those seats were pretty comfortable when we drove the car.
Yeah, when we drove it.
I liked them.
Yeah, they were nice. I'm sure that they're going to be something, but I don't think that anybody can expect Recaro racing seats or Recaro performance seats. They're going to get Recaro street
seats. Isn't Recaro, isn't that what's in the Cobalt SS?
That's true.
And the GTO?
That's true. And I guess those aren't the only cars that they do OEM stuff for.
Okay.
They've gotten great reviews. People say they're awesome seats. Bigger guys may not like it because most of the time they're kind of narrow.
Oh.
Yeah, so you know, you're in trouble and I'm on my way to being in trouble.
Hey, if I can fit in a vet, I can fit in a Camaro.
You can fit in the vet with a crowbar.
Yeah, right.
Big guy. So, you know, that's the latest scoop on the seats.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
I think we're going to see good seats in the Camaro no matter what.
Oh.
But
okay. Do you think the ignition key will be between the seats?
Oh, boy. I can't get enough of that.
Just like the ignition key between the seats.
In the what?
Camaro.
Or the?
Saab 97X.
Which is just like a?
Trailblazer.
But with?
The key between the seat.
If you guys have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
I think that was two podcasts ago.
And you think that we're losing our crackers.
Was that
here?
Last week? No.
I think it was two podcasts ago. Yeah. there's a funny thing that we talked about. Check out a previous two podcasts ago.
Gotta love it.
So, all right, enough of that. Keep your eyes peeled on the whole seating issue because, hey, that's where a lot of people say the driving experience starts.
It's coming together.
So if you got any thoughts on this and you want to get in touch with us, well, please do because it's been quiet.
Yeah.
You know? And here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Do it. Just pick up the phone and call us.
Yeah, even if you want to say happy stinking late Thanksgiving.
Yeah, do it.
Stinking. Do it. So I got a subscription to Stuff Magazine, among others.
Okay.
You know, Popular Mechanics, stuff like that. And I noticed in the December of 06 issue, there's a pretty neat neat deal here. Let me just pull it right out, the magazine, that is.
Who's on the cover, by the way?
Some skank, some chick from the OC, which I don't even watch, and she's got a gap between her teeth. Yeah. On page 22, if you got the issue, check it out. It's pretty funny. It's just a little tiny segment called Kajillionaire's Jalopies. Check this. You drive a cooler car than these wealthy bastards. And it lists some of these rich guys and the cars they drive. The first one is Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Net worth, $12.1 billion. His crappy ride, well, they say shitty, but I'll just say crappy for the sake of it. His crappy ride, a 1998 Lincoln Continental.
1998?
98.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, so that's, you know, only 9 years old.
Yeah.
My math sucks. Here we go, a little bit more money. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. Net worth, $21 billion. Crappy ride, a 1988 Mazda B-Series pickup.
I wonder how often he actually drives that thing.
I don't even know how you could without it falling apart. Those things are notorious for rust, I believe. But anything in 88 is probably rusted into the ground by now. But IKEA founder, I'm going to butcher this dude's name, Ingvar Kamprad, net worth $23 billion. His crappy ride, a 1993 Volvo 240 GL something.
Leave it to the Swedish to drive a Volvo.
Well, that does make sense, yeah. Here we go. Investor Warren Buffett, only $1 billion more than the previous guy, $24 billion. Crappy ride, a 2001 Lincoln Town Car Signature.
Oh, is that all?
Not the Signature. Oh, that's class. I saw a special on him. He's driving a Cadillac now, but still, you know, he drives himself everywhere. He refused to let anybody drive.
That's cool.
And I think the one that's worth the most, at least in the time that he had the money, is oil baron Jed Clampett. His net worth at the peak of his career was $6.6 billion, and his crappy ride was a 1921 Oldsmobile touring car. There you go. So you may not have a whole lot of money, but chances are you got a nicer car than those guys.
Yeah, I think I saw an article in Forbes magazine last year. They did something similar to that with some of the top 10 CEOs around the country and what kind of cars they drive, and a lot of them, you know, they probably don't even drive half the time anyways, you know?
Well, yeah, but it is funny to know that you know, my 2000 Jeep Cherokee that's starting to rust is nicer than their cars sometimes.
Yeah.
It depends on who you are. But
yeah.
So that's that for this week for the good stuff.
Yeah.
So back to the holiday thing.
Yeah.
Last year at about this time, you did a taste test of the Jones Soda. And what were the flavors that you drank?
Oh, my God. Last year's holiday pack from Jones Soda was something like salmon pate.
Pate.
Turkey and gravy.
This is like pop some kind we're talking
of, yeah,
about.
Yeah, soda. Some kind of creamed corn or something
Right, right. And what was the other one? Pecan pie?
Yeah, pecan pie.
And we talked about it in last year's relatively close to Thanksgiving podcast.
Vomit.
Yeah? So
vomit.
You did it again this year.
Yeah, I went out and bought the new Jones Soda Holiday Pack, which was all...
You bought it?
I bought it. Yeah, I bought it at Target.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's where they sell them.
But you, and what flavors were they this year?
It was all pies this year.
Like, how can you go wrong with pie?
Yeah, yeah. Blueberry pie, cherry pie, apple pie, banana cream pie, and key lime pie.
And how'd they turn out?
Tried them all. Thumbs up.
Really?
Thumbs up.
No cream corn?
No cream corn. Hey, Jones Soda did a good job this year.
Well, that's cool, man.
It didn't make me vomit.
You bought it at Target? Heck, now that you say it's all right, I might give it a shot. I'll let you be the guinea pig.
I think like
that.
All proceeds go to like St. Jude's Hospital or something like that.
Well, so if it was previous year's flavors, you could throw up, but for a good cause.
Exactly.
And this year, maybe it won't even make you throw up.
Not bad.
So,
no.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. And the second year in a row, we're going to talk about it. We think we'll talk about it next year when you talk about cranberry.
Oh,
I don't know.
I hope they don't do that again.
Whatever flavor they come out with.
That was bad.
So
yeah.
Well, thanks for that report, Chris.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I definitely have to
do my part.
Give your $6 to St. Jude.
Yeah.
And not throw up this time.
Yeah.
So, I also want to give a shout out to my friend Jake Robb. You're an SOB. I forgot to mention that last week. So there it is. You know.
Okay.
There it is. Happy Thanksgiving, Jake. Yes, SOB. So, I guess that's gonna do it. I think I got nothing more.
Yeah.
You all set?
That's it.
Alrighty. Well, we're gonna be back next week with the winner of the podcast contest, as we talked about before.
Along with our contest for a new podcast.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention
iPod.
iPod contest. iPod.
And the podcast.
Same thing. New iPod. New contest. And next week we're also going to talk about a little bit about how you can help the site out while getting something cool or giving something cool to another board member.
Sure.
We'll cover it next week. So we'll see you then.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
That's what we're hoping.
As usual. Good turkey?
Not yet.
Yeah, well, by now, but yeah. I gotta edit that out. I'm gonna kick your dog if she keeps licking me. Get up on the couch. And my hands are down here, and she kept licking my thumb. Trying to talk, and a bitch be licking my thumb and shit.